Okay, we have got to talk about something right now. And I know this is talking bullshit with a fat shit, but oh my god, is this something that has been driving me nuts since the minute I realized it was a thing that had happened. You have to tell me you've all seen Infinity War. Now, I'm gonna spoil the shit out of this movie, mainly because I've seen it 5 times already. Pay for it all 5 times. Except for once, my friend paid for it, and then he cried the entire time. Which was understandable, because you are going to cry watching this movie. Now, if you haven't seen this movie, fuck you. I don't know why you're here. I don't know why you're listening. We gotta start off with the basics. Why did everybody fucking die? Okay, I get it. People died. Blah, blah, blah. Tears of sadness rolling down our faces. And then Thanos sitting on a rock ledge like he said he was going to do from the very beginning. I have two major problems with this time with the storyline. One, where he snaps his finger after Thor hits him in the chest with that axe, and he goes, "You should have aimed for the head." Okay, first of all, when he snapped his fingers and he went and saw Gamora in that little fantasy land, and she's like, "Did you do it?" And he's like, "It is done." And then it goes back to reality, and his cat and the Infinity Gauntlet's all busted as shit, and he literally vortexes out of there. Quick question: how does he vortex out if the fucking fist of the gauntlet is busted? Trying to figure that at one out since the minute it, I, five times I've seen, six times, five, six. It doesn't even matter how many times. I'm just. So, this is some bullshit, guys. It's some bullshit. And it's not bullshit in the fact that it's like a horrible movie and there's plot holes through that whole thing. Because there are some plot holes that just make no sense no matter where you're watching it from. Even if you've seen all 18 other movies. Just facts that I'm putting out there. Just, ah! And then you're gonna grab the bullshit and you're gonna taste it and you're like, that tastes like ass. Which normally isn't a bad thing, as an ass connoisseur myself. So I must ask, does anybody else find anything wrong with that scene? Not just that, when everybody starts to disappear, why does it look like I'm about to turn on a Windows 95 PC? I'm not one to complain. The Russo brothers did what they had. What they could with what they had, and they had a lot of money to do it. But do you think we could have sprung an extra $15 into not making it look like Windows 95? See, now this is some bullshit from a fat shit. Just giving my two cents on the problems I had with this movie. There are a few other ones, but none that got me as heated as the Infinity Gauntlet being busted and him still somehow getting out of harm's way and onto that area of where he's sitting at the mountaintop and he looks over and sees the sun as it rises. But the other problem I had was with everybody disappearing. Now, I get it. Out of 14 million different ways to defeat Thanos and there only being one way to do it, how do we know it's the real way? Now, okay, follow me on this. And those of you who have seen the movie can probably attest that this might be the way that they did it. This is pure speculation. In no way am I factual. Is any of this facts or any of this going to be the way it actually happened or what they're going to do next? Right before Doctor Strange disappears, like a Windows 95 computer about to be shut off. He said it was the only way to do this. And he didn't even say it's the only way to do this, it's the only way to defeat Thanos. And he didn't even say that, he was like, it's the only way. This was the only way. Now, this was the only way that he predicted that they would win, so he had to take everybody into the oh. Okay. This is where I'm getting a little heated, and I'm gonna calm it down a little bit. You're telling me that in all of these situations, the one way to beat Thanos was to allow Thanos to kill half of everybody. Why do I disagree with that so full-heartedly? Why do I feel like this was a plan to trick Thanos? And we will find out in the second one if this is even true at all in the slightest. How is this defeating Thanos? Now we get it. At the post-credit scenes, we saw Captain Marvel's emblem pop up right before Nick Fury dies. That's awesome. So glad to have Brie Larson playing the character of Captain Marvel. She's going to do amazing. I'm so excited to see how that pops out. But that comes out next year. Next year it comes out. And, well, not next. I think it's early next year that Captain Marvel comes out. And that takes place in the early 80s. So you're telling me that they're going to shoot... They probably already shot it, to be honest. They're going to end the movie with her saying to Fury, "If you ever need me, I'm a beep away." Okay? That's logical. But in my head, all I can think about is that nobody actually dies. Now, hear me out. This might be completely wrong, and like I said, pure speculation on my part. When you have so many characters that have built so many honest-to-God universes, and don't get me wrong, Marvel is, yes, one universe, but these people have built universes inside of universes as comic book characters. They've built their own empire based on these characters. Now, I know that Marvel's not one to shy away from doing the crazy thing to get the most conversations started. And obviously, it's working, because look at us. Look at me. I'm talking about it. We're all talking about it. We're speculating with all of our friends, sitting around in big circles, circle-jerking each other off to the idea of what was next. I think that when Doctor Strange was fighting Thanos and he threw that glass at him, like that glass vortex, that thing that he shoots at him, and you find out Doctor Strange is time lapse on top of itself. Basically, it's a nowhere zone. It's basically where time just repeats itself in a happy or sometimes diabolical manner. What if when he shot that, he put Thanos into a secondary timeline? A timeline where Thanos thinks he wins and kills everybody, but in real life, in real time, part of Avengers 4, we're going to find out that Thanos was living a lie and everybody's still alive. Because you do not kill Spider-Man, you do not kill Guardians, which is a huge moneymaker, you do not kill Black Panther. And by the way, I am spoiling the hell out of this movie by telling you exactly who they kill. So if you're not ready for this and you have not seen the movie, turn away now. And I've already fucked it for some of you. He kills Spider-Man. He kills all, and I mean all, of the Guardians of the Galaxy except for Rabbit. And he's not a rabbit. I know he's a raccoon, but I think it's so funny that Thor calls him Rabbit. They kill the Black Panther, which made so much money in box office. I don't know what they're going to do moving on with Black Panther. I mean, they could show movies for 2 years that haven't been, that lead up to the Thanos story, but you don't lead up to the Thanos story again in a different perspective. It just makes no sense. We all see what's going to happen. Now, you don't kill, God, and did I hate that they killed all these characters. You don't kill Bucky. Okay, first of all, when he came back in Winter Soldier, I wanted to see an entire Winter Soldier movie. An entire Bucky-led movie. I still want to see a Black Widow movie. And you can't tell me you don't want to see a Black Widow movie either, because I guarantee you're a damn liar if you don't want to see a Bucky Winter Soldier movie. I can see it now. And don't tell me you don't want to see exactly what the Black Widow has gone through to become who she is today. Was I the only one turned on by the idea of her with blonde hair? I'm throwing that question out there, knowing I'm not going to get a response because I'm talking to myself. First of all, I am talking to all of you, but I'm talking to myself. I'm in a room by myself with my YouTube on pause, watching David Dobrik. Shout out to David Dobrik. If you guys have a chance, you need to listen to his podcast called Views with Jason Nash. My God, is that a podcast to listen to? And they do not pay me to say that because I am broke, but I love these guys so much. Back to where I was at, because we don't need to suck David Dobrik's dick any more than we already do as a society. Now let's go back to sucking the Russo brothers' cocks, and Thor's cock, and Captain America's dick, and licking the clitoris and asshole of Black Widow, and crying at the green cum of Gamora's death, and the weird bestiality ideas I have with Bradley Cooper playing a frickin' raccoon, and the awkwardness I have of drop-kicking Groot and using my balls to scratch his chin. But I digress. I have spent so much time sitting in my head about everything that's so amazing about this movie and the three things that I dislike. The crushing of the gauntlet, the weird Windows 95 disappearance of all the characters, and putting Peter Parker inside of the Iron Man spider suit, or the Iron Spider, or the whatever Spider-Man suit we decided to put him in, was so cool. But I really wanted to see them change it up and not give Spider-Man that suit, and just have him stay on the damn bus. Because don't get me wrong, I love Tom Holland. I will watch anything that kid does, and he's not a kid, he's a grown-ass adult. I will watch anything he does. The man is a genius at playing Peter Parker, and this is coming from the guy who thought Andrew Garfield was going to give us at least 15 really good Spider-Man movies and then die like Logan, basically. It's kind of how I saw it. Like, he's going to die as old Spider-Man. But what I want to see was, what I want to see, and this is going to throw all of y'all for a loop. I wanted to see Peter Parker fall back down to Earth and be paralyzed, and then have to give up being Spider-Man to Davis, to Miles. Now, we all know Miles in the comic books, Black Spider-Man. And I'm saying that, like, he is a black spot, like, not black, he's not Venom. Let's not get it twisted, because we already know Tom Hardy's going to kill Venom. He's going to do badass as Venom. I'm talking Spider-Man, but with a black kid, because that is what I want to see. I want to see Milesverse, and I'm saying Milesverse because he's going to make an entire universe, an entire Spider-Man universe, when they decide to move on to the idea of a black Spider-Man mainlining and headlining an Avengers movie. Now, this could be a setup, this whole movie could be a setup to the new Avengers, which we all know about in the comic books, and if you don't read comic books, I apologize. I'm probably getting way too far into the lore for you to even give a shit at this point. Because I've already spoiled the movie for you, I told you who's died. And basically, I've been sucking the dicks of most people that I enjoy watching. Now, we saw Thor Ragnarok. We saw Guardians 2. We all saw Black Panther, and the money that movie made proves that we've all seen Black Panther. Why do you kill those characters off? Now, Doctor Strange, kill off Doctor Strange. Because to me, that movie was a waste of money. And I know this is just bullshit from a fat shit, but I have to tell you guys, it was horrible. Oh, I had to sit through an hour and 55 minutes of a man trying to figure out how to move his fingers in order to give himself pleasure. Did not provide me with any pleasure. I think I masturbated and showed him my fingers to the movie screen just to prove that I was still a human being. But the after credits scene with Chris Hemsworth as Thor was pretty impressive. And then we saw Thor Ragnarok. Amazing, amazing job by Chris Hemsworth. And I'm going to fuck of the name of the director because I'm not even going to try to attempt it. The man is a genius when it comes to directing anything to do with Marvel. I would give him all the money in the world just to give us an entire movie based on that Rock character in Thor Ragnarok. I want to see a movie based on that character, which the director voices, by the way, and plays. You cannot tell me that's not awesome. And then you see Black Panther, the movie to be all Marvel movies. In my book, this is the Iron Man movie that Iron Man was in 2008. Now, not because Chadwick Boseman is a down and out actor. The man can act his ass off. I've seen 42. I've seen Get On Up. I've seen Marshall. I've seen everything this man has done. And I've been impressed thoroughly with all of it. I've never been more entertained by a man before in my life. And to have him play a character such as the Black Panther, which I read as a kid in comic books. The Black Panther eats pizza, we eat pizza, bitches. Like, come on. Ugh. Ugh. And Chadwick Boseman, God, I could suck the dick of him as an actor for the rest of my life and still not be finished. All over my face, neck, and chest, please, for at least 4 more movies of his miraculous African accent wearing a blue or black cat suit with purple highlights. Now back to Infinity War, where we all have masturbated, we have all came, we have all conquered, we've all 3D jizzed all over the screens at every multiplex theater and crappy box office possible. We sat through 2 hours and 31 minutes of magic and intrigue and action and tears. My only thought is none of them could be dead. What if they are all sitting inside this timeline where Thanos thinks he won, but he hasn't, and he gets calm and relaxed, and then they fucking come up and kill him with the Avengers, and everybody teams up back together, and you realize nobody's dead, except for Doctor Strange. I'd be fine. I'm okay with him being dead. And then you have Captain Marvel pop up, and Captain Marvel's like, "Get these hands, bitch. Akagoosh." And then she does her fighting stuff. And then kills Thanos herself. And then fixes the entire timeline. And we get Nick Fury back. Because I would love to see another Nick Fury. And Nick, I want to see Nick Fury the movie. Like, we've been hearing about the murmurs of, who is Nick Fury going to happen? Are we going to see a Nick Fury movie? Bitches, we better see a Nick Fury movie. I will personally get on my knees and let them bust all over my face, neck, and chest if it means that I get to see an entire movie, 1 hour and 58 minutes to 2 hours and 45 minutes of Samuel L. Jackson on the cusp of saying motherfucker and then slowly realizing he can't say it because he's owned by Disney. So these are some thoughts from a fat ass. You think that everybody's dead? Do you think that everybody's alive? Do you wonder to yourself, is Thanos really that big of a dick? Or holy shit, is Doctor Strange really, 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 really truthful in what's happened? Is Captain Marvel going to come back and change everything back to the way it was, and we're going to see another Spider-Man movie, and we're going to get the Sinister Six? Are we going to get more Black Panther? Are we going to get a Bucky movie? Is Black Widow really going to be that good looking for the rest of her life? When do we get a porn version between the Black Widow and the Rabbit? These are random nothings. Random things that we all think about on a daily basis, and I've just happened to set them out loud. This has been Bullshit with a Fat Shit. Tune in next time. which I have no idea when it will be. My plan is to do at least 3 or 4 podcasts a week, talking about randomness and giving away shit that you guys have never thought of before, or intriguing your minds into thinking, holy shit, this guy's crazy. Until next week, same bullshit with the same bat shit. And yes, I am kind of quoting Kevin Smith on Fat Man with Batman. But who doesn't suck the dick of their favorite podcaster and merge it with sucking the dick of their favorite comic book universe? See you tomorrow, friends. Fat shit out.